show me how to prepare, you know, how to go about each game week. You know, I'm just trying to take the things I learned from him, from those two guys, and each week, and, you know, how to just, not even football-wise, just, you know, as a college student in general, just how to go about myself. And, you know, having those two guys to learn from was the best thing I could ever ask for.
What was it like being thrown in there as a true freshman last year?
You know, it's, you know, something you hope for. I mean, it was definitely a hard spot to be put in, but I felt like, you know, getting to practice with the guys that were in front of me every week, you know, they made me feel confident about myself and myself as a player. And, you know, it was a great opportunity for me, and, you know, it's a great opportunity for me as now as well.
Were you ready then? I mean, because a lot of true freshmen, that's a pretty eye-opening experience.
Yeah, I think for me as myself, I was pretty confident with the game plan, you know, last year in the bowl game and stuff like that. I felt pretty confident in my ability. You know, Coach made me, obviously, he wouldn't have put me out there if I wasn't ready. So, for me, yeah, I felt like I was a player, I was ready to do it, and I'm glad that Coach had the confidence to put me in there.
Do you ever look back to how close you came to being not a Hawkeye?
You know, I get asked about it every once in a while, and, you know, it's obviously now it's in the past, and, you know, I don't really think about it too often now. I'm just glad the opportunity I have now, and just focus on my future, really.
Do you ever consider, though, how much that changed your life, maybe?
Definitely. You know, sometimes there's always times where you think how your life could be different if, you know, if I wasn't here, but you can't really, I mean, I can't focus on that now anymore. I mean, that's just, it's behind me, and I'm just trying to make the time I have here the best one possible.
Defensively, you guys struggled against kind of a spread option, mobile quarterback type guys. What did you do this week that maybe helped you a little bit more to have a little better success against them?
I think we just kind of sometimes got out of our normal cover two look. You know, we tried to mix up things, they actually brought me down in the box a little more and played more with a little more one high safety, you know, because we have two excellent corners, two of the best corners in the game. You know, we try to, you know, match them up with them outside receivers more than what we normally have in the past. And I think that made the world of difference, you know, with Mike out there out there on the outside getting those two picks.
Maybe we saw it a little bit with TCU having a tough game, but is it kind of tough sometime when you're playing a team like this? You're coming off a big win against a team like Pitt. You got the Big Ten starting up soon. Is it tough to sometimes avoid a letdown against a team like this when you see them on the schedule?
You know, I mean, you know, Coach always, he always tells us too, you have to respect each opponent no matter who it is. And, you know, it's each and every week you have to approach the game the same. You have to prepare the same as if, you know, it's the biggest game of the season. And I think that's the only way you can do it. And, you know, definitely I think that's how we're going to have to approach this one as long as the next 8 or 9, whatever we have after that.
Sounds like Coach Parker was all summer kind of preparing you, not preparing you guys for a bunch of change, but for just to see who's the best and trying to get you the best four.
I think that's all we could do. I missed some of the time in the spring and summer with an injury, and, you know, we had just had to experiment to try and get the best combination of four guys out there on the field. And, you know, I think that's what we've done all summer, and then these last three games. You know, I think we're on our way to finding that. And
these can be pretty tricky because you guys all basically live together in the same room.
Yep.
Here. How does it go over when there are changes like this?
Oh, you know,
I imagine it's, you guys are competitive, but you understand.
Yeah, I mean, we're all behind each other 100%, and, you know, you can't have a good football team without competition, and I think that's what makes a great championship football team is having competition at multiple positions, and definitely that's what we have in the secondary probably more than any position is competition. You know, we just obviously on the practice field you have to compete and, you know, take care of your own job, but, you know, off the field we're all behind each other trying to make each other better.
When you personally see the change in the depth chart, you know, I know you guys were told Tuesday last week.
Yep.
When you personally see that in your name at the top, how does that feel?
Oh, it's an opportunity that you've always been looking for. You know, it's and you have to go about preparing the same way as if you're going to be the starter each week, because you never know who's going to be in there at what time of the game or anything. So it's just, you know it's your job, and you have to take it upon yourself to prepare the best you can to be ready to live up to that job.
I was just going to ask kind of along those lines, what was going through your mind last week when and you're told, hey, you're going to be starting?
It was definitely a rush at first, you know, just to be able to be given the opportunity to play here and start here. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I mean, you have to, you have more of a responsibility this, the next coming week, and you have to prepare like you would any other week, just to know the game plan and be ready to go.
How different was it for you in practice and like when you are now working with the first string D and you're getting reps in free safety?
You could tell sort of a difference with, you know, just coach's attitude towards me too. He was definitely getting on me a lot more. Any mistake I made, which I mean he always did that, but you could tell in his attitude that, you know, he was trying to get me put me in the position I needed to be ready to go. And, you know, I was definitely a lot more intense, and, you know, I was had to focus just that much more than I would any other week.